For a summertime Friday, there's a lot of news out of Washington. Congress is on the verge of passing a historic climate and healthcare bill, and the president is expected to sign it.
And Republicans are treading cautiously as they criticize the FBI for executing a search warrant at former President Donald Trump's Florida home this week to seize what reportedly are documents related to nuclear weapons. Our Friday Politics Roundtable joins us now. Darlene Superville is White House correspondent for the Associated Press. Rick Klein is political director for ABC News. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So Donald Trump now says he wants the FBI search warrant and the list of items that were seized at Mar-a-Lago to be unsealed, which he could have done himself at any point this week. The Washington Post is reporting that some of the seized documents are related to nuclear weapons. This morning, Donald Trump accused the FBI of planting nuclear-related documents at Mar-a-Lago. Rick Klein, I'll start with you. This seems to be escalating. How do you view what's going on here?
Well, it's important to note that he's provided no proof suggesting that the documents were planted in some way or that there's any misconduct at all. It is unfounded. It is potentially malicious intent to try to impugn the motives here and also to rile up a political base. We'll see if the documents are released. I'm not expecting that they will answer every question. There'll be a lot of questions about the underlying investigation and many Republicans who are calling for that. But to my mind, many Republicans were shooting from the hip earlier in the week as soon as this happened. They wrapped this in with other conspiracy theories around the federal government and around the Biden administration to try to make a broader political case without knowing any of the details. And it'll be interesting to see if any of their stories change once details do come out. Merrick Garland really threw things back in Trump's court, put a lot of pressure on him to produce some additional information here that would back up the kind of things that he and his allies have been saying.
Well, speaking of the Republican response, the lead Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner of Ohio, was asked about the missing documents and the possibility that they include nuclear-related information. Let's take a listen.
The issue of the handling of classified information is an issue that, of course, our committee deals with and that we're very concerned with. However, the issue of classified information and the tactics that are used in this instance are the ones that we're very concerned about. There were a number of options that were available to the Attorney General and the Director of the FBI besides raiding Mar-a-Lago, the former president's home, and spending 9 hours there.
So, Darlene, the facts could really change on how important these documents might be. But as far as the politics and the framing, is your sense that this is already locked in?
Yes, in some ways. And it was interesting that Congressman used the word raid, right? It's just keeping in line with the rhetoric that we've seen coming from President Trump and coming mm-hmm. from other Republicans and sort of mischaracterizing how this all went down. It wasn't really a raid. It was just executing a search warrant with the agents contacting Mar-a-Lago to say, this is what we want to come in and do and look for these papers. You know, and the other thing that I wanted to mention, going back to the earlier question to Rick, is that, yes, Donald Trump is calling for the warrant to be released and to be made public, but he can do that himself and has chosen not to, right?
Right. He and his team, they've had it since Monday, right? The documents
exactly.
that the FBI and, folks left there.
Well, that's right. Yep. And earlier in the week, we did hear violent rhetoric from the far right. There was a lot of talk of civil war after this happened. Republicans really rallied around Donald Trump. Rick Klein, I think that's interesting because just a few weeks ago, polls showed about half of GOP voters were ready to move on from Trump. We've heard Trump supporters this week saying he will win the presidency in 2024 because of this. Has it galvanized the Republican Party?
It's given them a new issue to rally behind in a time where they've got some better news for Democrats, and the Roe v. Wade overturned decision by the Supreme Court has put some of the energizing attention on the Democratic side. This plays into what many Republicans have argued for years around an unequal system of justice. We've even seen a lot of rhetoric and messaging around the Biden administration wanting more IRS agents out there. A lot of them are saying, look, if this can happen to a former president, what can the government do to you? It's playing into some paranoias, some fears, some of them rightly founded, many of them unfounded and irresponsible, I think, for members of Congress to be peddling in some of the conspiracy theories and using that to build campaign messaging around. But the bottom line is that this has given, at least temporarily, more of a rallying of Republicans behind Trump because of the pressure it puts on the Biden Justice Department. I think, though, what ends up developing out of this, what information do we see, what do we learn about this investigation? I don't expect there to be any charges out of it before the election, but that's up to Merrick Garland and the Justice Department. That, I think, is a chance still to change pretty significantly the way that Republicans are responding.
Yeah. And Darlene, we've been talking a lot about the GOP response to this. How is this playing on the side of the Democrats? You know, are there main talking points we're hearing from their perspective?
Well, the White House has been pretty silent on this, as they are on many things having to do with Donald Trump. The press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, told us early in the week that the president had no prior knowledge of the search warrant. He wasn't given a heads up. There was no briefing after it was executed. So they are trying to stay, keep some arm's distance from what's going on. And that seems to be the approach as well from many Democrats. Obviously, they've got a lot going on in Congress with the House poised today to give final passage to the Inflation Reduction Act. And I think Democrats want to keep their attention on the legislative victories that we've seen coming from Congress from Democrats in the past week or two, rather than get bogged down in Donald Trump's travails.
Well, Rick, I'm curious what this all might mean for voters. Does it move the needle in any way? Do you see any people changing columns because of all this?
Not directly. I think as people learn more about the circumstances of the search warrant being executed, then I think they're probably more likely to back up the idea that what the FBI did was justified. It was approved by a lawyer. I've seen that by a judge. I've seen this play out in focus groups even this week. I don't think we're talking about something that changes the midterms in a substantial way in terms of vote preference. I think we're talking about an election that's got two individuals who are the center of attention, the current president and the former president, and it's going to be a battle of their bases. And anything that moves people to vote against or for a particular candidate is something that works. I think so far this week, I think that you can put this on the column of voting against Democrats more than you're likely to vote for. But then again, anytime you're talking about Trump, the Democrats know they've won two big national elections running against Trump in 2018 and 2020. So him front and center again, even if it takes away from talk of their agenda, is maybe not a bad thing for Democrats.
And inflation and high prices and the economy, those are still the issues that are on the top of minds of most people in this country as they get ready to go to the polls in November.
Yeah. Darlene, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, this week, at least, the media cycle on talk, television, on cable TV, there's been so much about the FBI and Mar-a-Lago. But for the regular voter out there, that's not necessarily top of mind, you think?
No, I don't think. I mean, it's hard to escape what you're seeing on TV, right? Because there's such wall-to-wall coverage of all things Trump this past week, and even the whole summer with the series of hearings that we saw from the January 6th committee. But I think in the bottom line, and some of the polling shows this out too, that people are still really concerned with gas prices, even though those have come down in the last month, still concerned with high prices in the grocery store for just everyday staples, the economy at large, even though a lot of the economic indicators point to an economy that is doing well. People don't feel it in their everyday existence, and that's one of the things that's concerning them. And one of the challenges for the Biden White House is just breaking through what continues to be a heavy focus on Trump and now the search of Mar-a-Lago and the January 6th committee hearings and all the attention over the summer. We're going to see more hearings from the committee in the fall. So the White House needs to figure out how to message, how to break through all of the Trump noise.
Well, Biden's poll numbers went up a bit this week from a low of 36% in May to 40% today. As we've been saying, he's been racking up some big wins, the bill on climate change, giving seniors cheaper prescription drugs, negotiating drug costs with drug makers. Here's Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, talking about that this morning.
We have been trying for decades to prevail, to win legislation that enabled the secretary to negotiate for lower prices. Big Pharma has had a stranglehold on the Congress, so we couldn't get it done until now.
Rick Klein, during a week of significant legislative achievements for Biden, was eclipsed a little bit by what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Does he deserve more credit than he's getting?
Well, I think you see it in the polls a little bit. I don't think I've been struck by some of the stability in the polls around his approval ratings on issues, and it's pretty bad. And I do think that the big issues around inflation, even if gas prices lower a little bit, people aren't going to change that. But you don't need, if you're a Democrat, Biden's approval rating to be 55%. You'd love it, but you don't need that necessarily to be okay. I think if they got him up a couple of points, you might be talking about some marginal districts where at least there isn't a visceral anger toward Democrats and President Biden. Look, this is the last big legislating we're likely to see this year. I think everyone knows this is the last train leaving the station for Democrats. If they can demonstrate some areas where they've gotten things done, people will separate their votes potentially out a bit, split some tickets, and vote for members of Congress, even if they don't necessarily love the president. That's at least gives the Democrats a fighting chance.
Okay. Got to run. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Thank you. And Darlene Superville, White House reporter for the Associated Press. Darlene, thanks to you.
Thank you.